Hello, dear friends. Today book title is Polar Bear, Polar Bear, Where Do You Hear? By Bill Martin Jr. Pictures by Eric Carlin. Polar Bear, Polar Bear, Where Do You Hear? I hear a lion roaring in my ear. Lion, lion, where do you hear? I hear a hippopotamus snorting in my ear. Hippopotamus, hippopotamus, where do you hear? I hear a flamingo floating in my ear. Flamingo, flamingo, where do you hear? I hear a zebra braying in my ear. Zebra, zebra, what do you hear? I hear a boa constrictor hissing in my ear. Boa constrictor, what do you hear? I hear an elephant grunting in my ear. Elephant, elephant, what do you hear? I hear a leopard snarling in my ear. Leopard, leopard, what do you hear? I hear a peacock yelping in my ear. Peacock, peacock, what do you hear? I hear a walrus meowing in my ear. Walrus, walrus, what do you hear? I hear a zookeeper whistling in my ear. Zookeeper, zookeeper, what do you hear? I hear children growling like a polar bear, roaring like a lion, snorting like a hippopotamus, floating like a flamingo, braying like a zebra, hissing like a boa constrictor, trumpeting like an elephant, snarling like a leopard, yelping like a peacock, blowing like a walrus. That's what I hear. The end. Polar bear, polar bear.
Where's it go?
I will read you the one. Who is hiding in the snow? By Violet Findlay. Who is hiding in the snow? It's a bird. Who is hiding in the snow? It's a rabbit. Who is hiding in the snow? Can you tell me his name?
I don't know.
It's a seal. Who is hiding in the snow? Can you tell me?
A fox.
Oh, it's a fox. Who is hiding in the snow? It's a penguin. Who is hiding in the snow?
A polar bear.
It's a polar bear. Who is hiding in the snow?
A pig.
It's a pig. You are right. You're right.
You hide in the snow, Mom.
Okay, I will. Sure. See the Snow by Scotty Jones. See the snow. Where do you see it? It's on the house.
It's on the ground.
Yes. See the snow. Where do you see
it?
It's on the car. You're right. See the snow. Where do you see? It's on the bike.
It's on the car.
It's on the car.
It's on the car.
It's on the car. It's on the bike. See the snow. Where do you see? Is on the sign. See the snow. Where do you see? Is on the slide. See the snow. Where do you see? Is on the tree. See the snow. Is on me. Thank you. Good morning, dear listeners. Today I am going to read you a book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Author is by Eric Carle. In the light of a moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. I am so hungry. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomachache. The very hungry caterpillar then ate through one green leaf. He started to feel better. Now the caterpillar was no longer small. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house, called a cocoon, around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a small hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and a beautiful butterfly. The end. Germs are not for sharing. Today I am going to read a book, Germs Are Not For Sharing by Elizabeth Verdick. What are too small to see but can have the power to make you sick? Germs. They are in the air, in food and water, on your body, and on all the things you touch. Not all germs are bad. Though. Still, germs are not for sharing because germs can make you sick. What do you need to do? Cover your nose with a tissue before the germs get out. Blow, wipe, and toss. Score. What do you need to do? Cover up your mouth before the germs get out, like this, with paper towel or tissue, or this, with the help of your elbow, or even like this, your face towards shoulder, to your shoulder. If you cough or sneeze into your hand, hurry up and wash them because germs are not for sharing. When germs get on your hands, they can spread to the other people. When you hold hands or play games or give each other big fives. Whenever you touch something, your germs get left behind and you might even pick up some new ones. Here are some places where germs hang out. On a doorknobs, piggy bank, when you are playing with the balls, on your cell phone or telephone, computer keyboard and mouse, your shoes, your game controller, your pet, cat and dogs, and your swings, on toilet or commode, and on the floor, yes, and we can live there for up, they can live there for up to 2 hours. Germs, germs everywhere. What can you do? You can wash your hand, use warm water and lots of soap, scrub, scrub, scrub. Wash for as long as it takes to sing ABC, a happy birthday, twice. Scrub the top, scrub your palms. Wash under your nails and even your wrist. Now rinse, rinse, rinse with water. Send those germs on the drain. Bye-bye, germs. Use a clean towel to dry your hands. 10 good things to wash your hands before you eat. After you sneeze, cough, or blow your nose. After you eat. After rubbing your eyes. After picking your nose. After playing outside or with pet. After crying, and after counting your coins, after using the bathroom, whenever they are dirty. There's 10 good times to wash your hands, one for each finger, all clean. Ta-da, the end.